Magistro Illyrio's words were honey. Many important men will be at the feast tonight. Such men have enemies. The Carl must protect his guests. Yourself chief among them, your grace. No doubt the usurper would pay well for your head.
Oh, yes, Viserys said darkly. He has tried, Illyrio, I promise that. His hard knives follow us everywhere. I'm the last dragon, and he will not sleep easy while I live.
The palanquin slowed and stopped. The curtains were thrown back, and a slave offered a hand to help Daenerys out. His colour, she noted, was ordinary bronze. Her brother followed, one hand still clenched hard around his sword hilt. It took two strong men to get Magister Illyrio back on his feet. Inside the manse, the air was heavy with the scent of spices, pinch fire and sweet lemon and cinnamon. They were escorted across the entry hall, where a mosaic of coloured glass depicted the doom of Valyria. Oil burned in black iron lanterns all along the walls. Beneath an arch of twining stone leaves, a eunuch sang their coming.
"Viserys of the House Targaryen, the third of his name," he called in a high, sweet voice. "King of the Andals and the Ronar, and the First Men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms, and Protector of the Realm, his sister Daenerys Stormborn, Princess of Dragonstone, his honourable host, Illyrio Mepatis, Magister of the Free City of Pentos."